This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canal. Let's take a moment now to check out a new art exhibit at the McCall Center for Art and Innovation. The exhibit is installed in a space not usually reserved for art. It's an artistic response to North Carolina's House Bill 2, and it's displayed, where else, in the bathrooms. Armando Belmas with the McCall Center says the idea came from a former artist in residence, Jason Watson.
He had this idea that during Pride, there was going to be all these folks right outside the McCall Center queuing up for the parade. So he thought it would be a great opportunity to create some kind of an art exhibition in response to HB2.
The exhibit's title is Open Occupancy. It encompasses 7 single-stall bathrooms on 3 floors of the building, each bathroom designed by a former artist-in-residence at the McCall Center. The exhibit is overtly political, and it's an ambitious effort, considering how easy it is for political art to fall flat. At its best, political art will use satire or words and imagery that disturb or sometimes amuse in a way that sticks. At its worst, political art is just propaganda. This exhibit lands somewhere in the middle, with a response that's sometimes subtle, sometimes playful, and sometimes a little muddy, like this installation on the second floor.
So this is definitely one of the more fun exhibits, I think. This is called Dance Party Potty, and how do I describe this? There's a bunch of silver mylar hanging from the ceiling, suspended from the lights up above, and we got a disco ball going. So do you know anything about the backstory behind this exhibit or this installation?
Well, so this is an installation by alumna artist Andrea Vale. And it's all about individual self-expression, right? So there's a mirror under the disco ball that you can take selfies in. And there's a place over there where you can put your phone and put on a playlist that Andrea has created for this exhibition.
Puff Daddy, Rihanna, and D-Light are all on the playlist. It's a fun installation, but feels like a stretch to call it a response to recent legislation. Then again, maybe if state Republican lawmakers came here and grooved out to some Donna Summer, they'd at least see bathrooms in a different light. A more traditional installation is up one flight of stairs on the third floor. In this bathroom, a series of framed photographs depict faceless torsos, their pants unzipped or their skirts raised. But don't worry, there's no human genitalia there. Instead, variations of flora, like a bouquet of flowers or green leaves, sometimes a tree branch, wood, I guess you'd say. The installation is titled Private Space by artist Raymond Grubb. It delivers a sly answer to that provocative question, just what might be behind those zippers and under those skirts? It's sure to get a chuckle. The bathroom next door, however, holds the most provocative installation of all. Inside this bathroom, a wooden chair and a side table invites you to sit and listen to an audio recording of an eerie voice addressing his transgender child.
Remember this, my sweet baby boy girl. Your freedom is essential. And the most comfortably free and naked motherfucker in the room is the most powerful one. I say be generous.
The audio work is titled Salt Daddy, written and performed by artist John W. Love Jr. The voice instructs the child to go ahead, display what's between his or her legs. Let society look all it wants, because it does seem obsessed with looking. The message is unsettling and slightly amusing, a provocative concept that makes this a challenging piece of political art. The exhibit runs through September 10th at the McCall Center. You're listening to Here and Now on WFAE.